WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System is expanding. President Odette Bolano has announced the acquisition of a 32-bed hospital in Belleville. No jobs are expected to be lost. Bolano says Belleville is one of the fastest-growing communities in their service area, which also includes hospitals in Navasota, Caldwell, and Madisonville. At least three members of the Bryan School Board are not ready to say yes to approving a school calendar next year that goes into the first week of June.
Deputy Superintendent Tim Roque was asked to make sure a dozen Bryan and Rudder High School students were accommodated when they start summer college classes that also meet the first week of June.
I know we do that at Bryan Collegiate continuously to meet their needs in that coordination between blend schedule and our school calendar schedule.
Out of 6,000 responding to the most recent survey, 60% favored going into June. Final action on that takes place in 2 weeks, along with considering startup costs for expanding the at-risk student program. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says moving 300 students out of Bryan and Rudder High will increase their chances for success and reduce behavioral issues at the traditional campuses.
You're saying these kids feel like they have an option now to get out, and so we feel like this is going to even reduce referrals and those types of things even more than what we've worked currently. Because, you know, they have gone down a great deal over the past 2 years.
The Mary Catherine Harris program will move into the Hammond Oliver building near St. Joseph's Hospital, and the health sciences students will relocate to the Bryan High Blue campus. The board and its next meeting will consider hiring an architect and soliciting bids for remodeling the science lab. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At last report, the Texas A&M Forest Service has responded to 14 wildfires since last Friday. The largest is in Bell County at Iron Bridge Park in Bell and Coryell counties.
The terrain is real rough and hilly, places where they can't get a dozer in, so they're going to have to back off and put a line further back than they really wanted to, just for safety reasons.
Spokeswoman Mary Hicks says at last check, the fire was 20% contained. The fire may have started as a campfire or warming fire. A&M officials say Texas leads the nation in cotton production, and cotton is the state's leading cash crop, supporting an economic impact of more than $5 billion. That's why it's significant that Texas farmers plan to plant as much as 25% less cotton. State cotton specialist Galen Morgan, who's based at A&M, says there's been more rainfall this year than expected, and that will affect just how much farmers intend to plant. With the added rainfall, some farmers may opt to plant other crops such as wheat. A survey by the National Cotton Council predicts less than 5 million acres of cotton plantings in Texas, down from 6.5 million last year. Congressman Bill Flores says Texas isn't the only state that isn't going along with the new federal regulations to receive Medicaid funding. Flores also notes some Republican governors are quietly agreeing with the Obama administration.
And I would advise those governors that they are making a pact with the devil when they do that, because, they'll get full Medicaid expansion funding for a couple of years, but then the federal cost sharing goes down, and then all of a sudden you've added a bunch more people to a ship that's going to sink. And the outcome is not going to be better. You're just going to have more pain and disruption starting out 3 or 4 years. So I'd advise people to make a wise decision like the Texas state has, to not be sucked in by this lure of federal dollars.
Republican members of the Texas House yesterday held a caucus meeting where they voted against expanding Medicaid in its current form, but left the door open to negotiations with the federal government. And State Representative Cal Cassell of rural College Station was asked recently about allowing gambling as a new revenue source. Cassell says horse racing is a topic of interest in his district.
From District 12's perspective, you know, there's a number of horse and equine facilities up and down Highway 6 and OSR and in the Falls County. So economically, the impact with, you know, better purses than the tracks in Texas, you know, it would affect this area immensely. It would be an incredible opportunity for more folks to have jobs. There would be more horses moving up and down Highway 6. So it would be a big impact here.
Cassell says gambling is an issue that needs to be decided by voters. And College Station's 75th birthday is coming up in the fall, and Historical Records Coordinator Jacob Morris says now's the time to add your family's history to the celebration.
What we're looking at is, you know, if people have images or pictures or old clippings of things like what the city used to look like, what made College Station recognizable at a certain period of time. Things about old businesses are good to use, also old neighborhoods.
Linda Harvell says as part of a citywide reunion tentatively set for November 15th and 16th, the most interesting local historical data will be part of a special exhibit at the Bush Library.
We're trying to come up with a concept where somebody can sit at a computer screen and maybe have that pulled up during the course of the exhibit. Mm-hmm. So we really respect the history.
Harvell says College Station doesn't have a long history, but it's important to collect and save what the city has. You can find a link to the city's historical programs on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Times, 8:12. It's 52 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best in the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
8:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got weather for you. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Large area of high pressure will build into the region. It's going to be responsible for lots of sunshine for today. Our temperatures are going to have a tendency to climb up to 65. It'll be windy. Clear, cooler tonight. The winds will diminish. Lows near 35. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies with a low of 40 tomorrow night. High pressure will stay with us during the day on Thursday. Temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:13, winds out of the north at 17, gusting to 26, just in case you care. It's just, you know, it's too much. So, did you hear about the miners who got in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, the Harlem Shake thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first the FAA had to investigate the was it like the Frisbee team or something from Colorado State because they did that. Now 15 Australian gold miners have been fired after doing their own version of the Harlem Shake underground and then posting the video on YouTube. That was too much for the management of the Agnew mine, which said there were safety issues at stake. Despite the fact that one of the workers told the Western Australia newspaper the group had endangered no one. And there are tons of compilations out there of all that stuff. Have you all done the Harlem Shake at the Chamber yet?
I would love to see Royce Hickman do the Harlem Shake.
You know what? He's got some moves.
Does he?
He does. He's a great dancer. Right. I bet he'd be great at it.
That's Priscilla from the Chamber. How about at the Humane Society?
You might see a video posted. Yeah.
See? Yep.
We did one over the weekend.
Oh, did you? Oh, so breaking news. All right. Well,
and it was supposed to be put together tomorrow, and hopefully.
Oh, I was going to look for it right now.
The person who edited it doesn't have our Facebook ability to post it, so
okay, all right.
It should be on there a little bit.
All right, that's fine. Yep. There's only about a jillion of them out there, but and later on today we'll tell you about a fun thing on YouTube for that Harlem Shake as well. All right, so now it's time for Jethro Trivia, our highly informative little news quiz. Ask you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Easy to win. Sorry, there's no gambling involved. Today we'll let the guests go first. Again, Leah, barely a guest. She's here every week. So.
But she wins all
and
the
she
dang
does.
Time.
She wins a lot, but that's fine. We'll make her be the trailblazer today. Priscilla, you'll be second.
Okay.
And then we'll go to Kat and then finally to Kevin. Today, our topic is adventures in downloading. Strange news from the UK last week. A five-year-old had an adventure with his parents' iPad. What happened? A, he filed their taxes. B, he ran up a $3,000 bill. C, he sorted their recipes. Or D, got his babysitter arrested. Once again, a five-year-old had an adventure with his parents' iPad. What happened? Did he A, file their taxes, B, run up a $3,000 bill. C, sort their receipts, the recipes. Or D, got their babysitter arrested.
I'm going to go with B.
B, which is ran up the $3,000 bill. Priscilla?
Absolutely B.
Oh, wow. Okay. Kat?
I also was going for B.
My gosh. Okay, Kevin?
I'm thinking Sitter got arrested.
Yeah, well, actually, all the ladies are right today. As a matter of fact, Danny Kitchen, the young Danny Kitchen, 5 years old, successfully pestered his parents, and so they gave him the iPad to play, and he downloaded the game Zombies versus Ninjas from the App Store, and in about 10 minutes... made $3,000 in in-game purchases.
Wow. Holy cat!
Yes.
Yep. I got a son. I know it's easy to do.
Whoa! Yep. And he's not five. He's older than that.
That's
today's
right.
His birthday.
Yes, today's...
What's his name?
Miles.
Miles has been in here, as a matter of fact.
He has.
Been a guest on our show, as a matter of fact. So happy birthday to him. So anyway, the parents found out and called the credit card company. They verified the charges. Apple has offered a full refund to the Kitchen family.
Good. Wow.
And I'm betting that Danny he's lost his privileges for a little while, I would think. Or maybe he should. So we'll see how that works out. Hey, what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we do. Watch our Facebook page. You never know what you'll see.
Yeah,
on
well,
it.
Now we know. Yeah, we know what to look forward to. Yeah.
And we thank all the volunteers that came out and participated with that. It was when they asked me what it was, I go, I don't know, a new milkshake flavor at McDonald's. I'm like, I have no idea.
Okay.
And anyhow, we have definitely we are full, almost 2 full feet into puppy season right now. We had lots of intake over the weekend. We had a litter of puppies come in that if you saw mama, you'd be like, oh, great. Going to be some small to medium sized dogs.
Yeah,
she's about 35 pound shepherd mix. Cute,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Puppies are 10 weeks old and already bigger than her.
Oh, my. Wow. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a large, fluffy dog.
If you want to use up a lot of dog food.
Yep, yep. We have them. We have one of our bloodhound mixes left, and they were so cute. And some heeler mixes as well. Quite a wide variety right now in puppies. And a wide variety in young adult dogs. We have everything from a border collie to some chihuahua mixes, Dachshund. Mixes as well. So there's something for everybody right now at the shelter, and even anyone interested in a pet rat. We have a pair of rats.
I was just thinking.
Are they 2,000 pounds?
They are not.
No, not 2,000 pounds.
They were 12 pounds.
Yeah.
2,000 12 pounds.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
They're probably like maybe a half a pound.
Okay, yeah. Apparently, they're having a problem in Iran that they had giant rats.
Right. We don't have any of them.
Jeez.
So they're available. Super friendly. You guys are lucky. I took one to one of the other radio stations.
Ah.
And they visited there. So great.
He put on the headphones and has a gig now.
He does. So great opportunities there. If you're interested, we do have, you have a cat. You were hearing about bark leaders last fall. We now have the cat council.
Mm-hmm.
If your cat wants to be the president, the vice president, or speaker of the mouse, they can run for those positions. The cat that fundraises and makes the most money for the shelter will be the winning animal and will represent the shelter in various events throughout the year, along with in various advertising. So little mini celebrity right there. Go to our website for more information. That's aggielandhumane.org. You can come by and visit us and all these puppies or with the rats and the handful of cats. Our cats are starting to pick up. No kittens at this point in time. We're putting animals into foster care, cats in foster care that are pregnant. So if you're interested in foster, please help us desperately. We don't have nearly as many fosters this spring as we have in the past spring. So if you're interested, more information again on our website as well. Or come by and visit us, 5359 Leonard Road. We're open today 11 to 6 and Saturdays 11 to 3.
All right, there you go. That's Leah. Thanks for coming in this morning from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And you already heard Priscilla's here this morning. Got a big gig going on tonight, huh?
Tonight is the Taste of Aggieland out at the Brazos, the Brazos County Expo Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And tickets are only $25, and you can buy them at the door. And it begins at 5:45 to 8:15. Now, we also have premium tickets available, and you can get in at 5. You get a plate, and you can sit in a special premium seating area. And those tickets are $50. And we want to thank HEB, who's the main sponsor, of course, for this event. And there's going to be lots of restaurants out there, about 32 different restaurants, I believe, and lots of delicious food. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, and they do. You have to give a tip of the hat to them, because it really, they want to get their product out there, but it is a hardship on them because they
absolutely.
Have businesses that are open that have to be running, that have to be staffed, and they have to prepare this food and then bring it out there. So you get a chance to have some of their best stuff, and they do. They put themselves out for this.
Right. And also, this is we have help from the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, and some of the proceeds go towards scholarships. So that's fantastic as well.
Sure. What else we got happening?
Our next big event is Chamber Day, and this is one of my favorite days, and we go out into the community. Last year, we visited 697 businesses.
Oh, my.
And that was because of our volunteers. We had 130 volunteers, so we need you. If you are interested in helping, you can help morning or afternoon shift, or if you're able, both. And we just go into the businesses, and we ask them some questions, we get the pulse of the community, and then we celebrate that evening at a business after hours, which will be at Allen Honda.
Oh, okay.
It's a great day, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, what the community needs and what's working well. So it's really great. This Thursday, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for McLean Intelligent Solutions. They're an IT company. They had they have a company in Temple, and they now have an office here as well.
Okay.
So we're really excited to have them, and that's from 4:30 to 5:30. And we have a ribbon cutting for Pine Boutique, a ladies' boutique, the same owners as Merge.
Okay.
So some fancy, pretty clothes. I'm excited about that. That's Friday at 11:30 a.m. And next Thursday, the 14th, we have a ribbon cutting for Chimmy's. So come on out to all our events, and if you're interested in membership, please call 260-5200 or visit our website at bcschamber.org.
All right, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Will King here this morning from the Bush Library and Museum. How are you?
Good.
Well, it's springtime, and I think probably the most important thing that people, this is one of those mark-your-calendar type events coming up. I know they're probably the first time a lot of kiddos ended up coming out to the grounds was the Easter egg hunt.
That's right. Mark the calendars indeed. From March the 23rd, it'll be from 9:30 until noon, the College Station Easter celebration. You know, of course, the big thing about that is the Easter egg hunt, but the hunt only lasts about, you know, what, half a minute or so?
Yeah, I was going to say 45 seconds at the outside.
Yeah, it's pretty intense there. But we do have lots of other events and games and things like that surrounding. We'll have photos of the Easter bunny. We'll have grab bags with the wooden eggs that are highly coveted by mm-hmm. everyone in the area. We'll have different prize drawings. The police will be giving away some bikes and some helmets and everything. So it'll really be a good time besides the hunt itself.
Yeah, we've always been pleased to be an active part of that. And again, because it's a big group and they're going to be in a small area, you have some rules and regulations that you want people to follow, and I guess that's all going to be posted on your website ahead of time.
Yeah, everything's on the website, just bushlibrary.tamu.edu/Easter. It has all the schedule there, road closings, where you need to park, and all that kind of good stuff. And again, you mentioned that y'all are an active partner. WTAW, K95, and Peace 107 are absolutely critical to helping us with the event this year.
Yeah, we're glad to always do that. So mark your calendars for that. But before that, we've got a movie coming up.
That's right. On the 14th, it's the next classic film. It's The Woman in the Window, and should be another good one. Again, these, if you've never been out to these before, they're totally free. You just come out about the hour before. They usually start at 7 p.m. Come out a little beforehand. We have free popcorn, refreshments, and everything. I mean, it's just really, it's a good time and event to go to.
Yeah, it is. Just family fun and, as you say, one of the benefits that's ongoing here. And the genome exhibit, how long is that going?
You know, we're rolling until July the 5th.
Okay.
But, you know, one of those things that's happening next month in April, it's the 60th anniversary, I believe, the discovery of the DNA strand. And so this is going to be a big kind of marquee event for us happening out there surrounding the exhibit. And so if you haven't seen it, you know, April will be a good time to do it.
All right, so plenty going on right now and then on into March and April. That's Will King from the library. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the Equipment Guy.
No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M and the SEC office, in conjunction with ESPN, announced yesterday that Saturday, April 13th, will be an Aggie afternoon on the network. The Aggie football spring game will be televised from 2 until 4 at Central Time, of course, and the Aggie women's softball game against LSU will air from 4 until 6. Quote from Texas A&M Director of Athletics Eric Hyman said, "We appreciate the coverage of ESPN and the cooperation of the SEC office. It's a lot of excitement surrounding Parents Weekend on campus, and the ESPN cameras will add to that atmosphere." Again, that is on the 13th. Baseball tonight over at Bluebell Park. Texas A&M takes on Prairie View A&M. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
You know, the official jeweler for A&M Athletics slides right into that is David Gardner. Is that, well, it should be. Obviously, David's an Aggie and grew up here and is happy to celebrate any of the Aggie endeavors, whether they win or they lose. You know, they're still going to support Aggie athletics. And, you know, the thing that is so fun is after all these years of making jewelry, David's still as enthusiastic as ever, still enjoys the idea of sitting down and designing something after all the hundreds of designs that he's made. It's fun to make a little tweak, do something different. And it is to give you something that is distinctive, but understand completely that the folks at David Gardner's know that value is very important to you. And the more ways that you can use a piece of jewelry to be able to give something to somebody that is a keepsake for a special time is wonderful. For it to be in a situation where it can be used over and over again in all sorts of different settings is good value. And David Gardner's remembers that when they have their creations. Of course, they're more than just David Gardner creations. They're from other jewelry designers as well. So whether it's David's creations or something else, you'll find it there. And don't forget, they're an authorized Rolex dealer. That's David Gardner's Jewelers at 911 University.
A shot at the record. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Yesterday's 38-point advance put the Dow Jones Industrials within 40 points of an all-time high, and the futures are pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session. The employment picture for information technology professionals should look relatively good in the spring. 14% of the chief information officers surveyed by Robert Half International expect to expand their teams in the second quarter. 61% of the respondents will maintain current staffing levels. Just 2% anticipate job cuts. Walgreens reports last month sales for drugstores that have been open a year or more were down 4.3% from February of last year. There was an extra day last February because 2012 was a leap year, and without that 29th day, same-store sales would have been down less than 1%. Shoppers did more buying at major retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales ticked up 0.2%. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of 2 qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Stop by Foster's Farm and Equipment in Hockley, or Foster's East Tex Farm and Home in Beaumont and Liberty, or visit us online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Many scientists believe that humans first evolved the ability to digest alcohol around 10,000 years ago, only after pottery, which could hold fermenting alcohol, was invented. But this estimate may be off by millions of years, according to Steve Benner of the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution in Gainesville, Florida. He and his colleagues traced the genetic origins of the digestive enzyme that breaks down alcohol back 10 million years. That was when human-like apes, including Ardipithecus, or Ardi for short, began to walk upright on the ground.
They're walking upright, so arms and hands are free to carry things.
Things like damaged fruit that had fallen to the ground had been infected with yeast and fermented into alcohol.
So this is the answer to the age-old question, did Ardi party hardy? And I think the answer to that would be yes.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Most people have questions about the beginning of time. Is the Earth really billions of years old? Did we come from a monkey? These are timeless questions that we all ask ourselves. Victory Church will be hosting a creation seminar March the 3rd through the 6th, discussing many of these questions. Creation science evangelist Steve Grohman will speak on the subject of creation versus evolution. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your foes. For more details, contact Victory Church at 774-9690 or online at victoryupc.com. Victory Church, 13107 State Highway 30 in College Station.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Wildfires have returned to central Texas. Mary Hicks at the A&M Forest Service says the largest is in Coryell and Bell counties at Iron Bridge Park.
Started from a campfire. That's where they traced it back to. And the fire right now is, they said they mapped it as 130 acres.
The Forest Service reports on its social media accounts they have responded to 14 fires covering 368 acres since last Friday. And you won't see as much cotton in the ground this year. A survey by the National Cotton Council predicts as much as a 25% cut. State cotton specialist Galen Morgan at A&M says there's been more rainfall than expected. That gives farmers the option to plant wheat or other crops. Cotton production in Texas leads the nation and has an economic impact of more than $5 billion as the state's leading cash crop. As part of the upcoming celebration of 75 years since the incorporation of College Station, Linda Harvell says the city is asking residents to share photos, stories, and memorabilia.
We have a Tell Your Story where we will actually go out and interview people. And then the city has Project Hold. So all of this information will be put into Project Hold, so that history is never going to be lost.
Historical Records Coordinator Jacob Morris says Project Hold is the historical online database of stories and images, and those memories are what make College Station special.
Artifacts or stories that give a feel for what it was like to be in a residential part of College Station, or what it was like to go to North Gate or to go to the South Side, or what was it like back when? If someone has a story, or people think of photographs, but it can also be artifacts.
Harvell says College Station's homecoming celebration is tentatively scheduled for November 15th and 16th. At WTAW.com, you can find more information about the project and how to get involved. A fifth hospital is coming to Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System. Leaders of Belleville General Hospital initiated talks late last year. St. Joseph President Odette Bolano says the 32-bed facility serves one of the fastest-growing communities in their service area. No jobs are expected to be lost in the transition. Bryan School District maintenance crews have already started preparing the Bryan High Blue Campus to be the new home of the Hammond Oliver Human Services Program.
That's to open up the existing Hammond Oliver building near St. Joseph's Hospital to serve an increase of 300 students in the Mary Catherine Harris At-Risk Program.
Most of the students who were getting citations, who were fighting, causing disruptions in the schools, were overaged, undercredited students.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace expects moving students off traditional campuses will reduce the number of student referrals and citations. In 2 weeks, the board will consider remodeling Bryan High and startup expenses for the expanded at-risk program, which have an estimated cost of $363,000. Also in 2 weeks, the board will vote on next year's school calendar, which now has 60% support of 6,000 surveyed to end the first week of June. David Stansting was among three board members who want to know how administrators will work with a dozen high school students who will take summer college classes, also scheduled the first week of June.
What is available to us to say, yes, we're going to take care of you,
Are we going to just say you don't have to come to class, or what are we going to do?
The survey included 3,300 responses from students as young as third grade, along with 1,300 parents, 1,200 district employees, and 200 community members. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And groups statewide are looking for money from the Texas legislature. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says he's looking for increased funding to keep up with energy development in the state.
Spent a lot of time with the Railroad Commission and with the Eagleford Shale, and the good news about this Klein Shale out west, you know, the big deal is the technology. The servers that the Railroad Commission are dealing with are outdated, and they cannot handle all the requests from the general public and the oil companies. So we're going to have to help find some money to take care of those servers so that we can enjoy all the economic impact of these two shale plays.
Yesterday, House Republicans held a caucus meeting where they voted against expanding Medicaid in its current form, but left the door open to negotiations with the federal government. And you may have run across new advertising encouraging you to contact Washington about changing the formula for annual increases in Social Security payments. But Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says that would cause even more problems.
AARP's acting like the president on this. That's a scare tactic. Changing the cost adjustment to the chain CPI will not hurt seniors. It, as a matter of fact, what it does is it adjusts payments in a manner that more accurately reflects the cost structure of retirement. And so what I'd ask AARP is say, okay, if you don't change it, what does this do to your kids' Social Security? Because it destroys it.
Flores says protecting Social Security and Medicare for baby boomers is the reason he supports balancing the federal budget in 10 years rather than in one or two, as some constituents want. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 54 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC. Forget synthetic chemical lawn fertilizers. We don't use them anymore. We're using products in green lawn management that improves the health of Brazos Valley yards and reduces environmental impact. Our natural microbial approach works beneath the soil to promote ongoing lawn health. And weeds, we'll pull many of them by hand. You'll enjoy a better looking, healthier lawn. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
It's 8:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Large area of high pressure will build into the region. It's going to be responsible for lots of sunshine for today. Our temperatures are going to have a tendency to climb up to 65. It'll be windy. Clear, cooler tonight. The winds will diminish. Lows near 35. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs will be 60 to 65. Clear skies with a low of 40 tomorrow night. High pressure will stay with us during the day on Thursday. Temperatures on Thursday are going to be around 65 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, God love her. Pamela Anderson's in a midlife crisis. Oh, what are we going to do? Star Magazine reports that she's broke. She had to sell her Malibu mansion that she loves so much. She owes $370,000 in taxes. Doesn't have any work coming in. She has the same amount of talent she did 10 years ago, doesn't she?
Oh.
I'm not sure. Hey, you think that you can give those talking heads on the tube some competition? Chances are you might be right. NBC anchor Brian Williams told the New York Post gossip column that his mother once told him he'd do a better job than the reporters on TV, and the bright young man took her advice. Seems Mom always has been his biggest fan. The newsman was working at a pancake house at the time. At a pancake house?
You got to do what you got
to
do.
Now he reads the news to us on NBC. Okay. So Jennifer Hudson, you know, she was on the Oscars the other night, had that nail polish that was apparently really fancy. And you'll never guess who created Jennifer Hudson's Oscar night nail polish. I mean, you never will. Never.
Did you choose this story for my sake, Scott?
No, not really.
Oh,
no,
okay,
no,
good.
Because the person who created the nail polish for Jennifer Hudson was David Boreanaz, the guy from Bones, if you ever watched
really?
Bones. Yeah, yeah. He apparently he and his wife have put together a very lucrative celebrity line, beauty line.
Interesting. Well, what's this nail polish look like?
Well, I don't know. He says, it says that David and his wife, Jamie, along with some friends, working on a development of their new line of nail polish. It's called Chrome Girl. David told People magazine that they wanted to make a product that was trendy, affordable, and most of all safe because he has a daughter who loves painting her nails. David's Chrome Girl nail polish hits specialty boutiques and stores soon, $10 a bottle.
Well, sounds interesting.
I guess that's a good price. I mean, I have no idea. I haven't bought nail polish in years, ever since I quit wearing it.
Well, there's a middle picture I'm going to carry for the rest of the day.
But he still buys lipstick.
That's right. Here's your fashion accessory. I mean, here you go, coming out of left field, literally. It's an AstroTurf handbag. Philadelphia-based designer Conrad Booker has created a line of clutch bags made entirely out of synthetic grass. Also features a trendy velvet Union Jack on the front. Rack.com says the AstroTurf bags go for $135, only if you're willing to pay them.
Yeah, exactly.
Kinda hoping it would have one of those little plastic daisies.
Well, you could probably do that if you wanted to. It's inspired by this year's Philadelphia Flower Show, which has a British theme. Again, not really sure. AstroTurf? Holding on to AstroTurf after a while would get itchy and scratchy, I believe, which are two of the dwarfs you don't hear much about.
No, you're right.
All right, a memo to students. Do not use the theme song from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as your ringtone. Yeah, no kid.
Why?
Nanny State. Beaver County, Pennsylvania, a high school outside of Pittsburgh last Thursday, a school employee called a student's cell phone and got a voice message that played the part of the Fresh Prince song, the part that goes, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Uh-huh.
But the school employee heard it as shooting some people outside of the school.
How dumb.
So that was enough for her to call 911, report the threat.
That's the stupidest thing I have heard in a couple days.
School district locked down for half an hour. Student was detained, questioned for 3 hours. While his locker was unlocked and searched.
This is ridiculous.
Everything was later figured out. Student was released. And there you are. Yeah, I know. You're exactly right.
Utterly stupid. Wake up, America.
Nanny state.
Stupid. What state was that?
People is in Pennsylvania. But it doesn't matter. It'll happen any place. People over-respond. People just, they overreact. They don't over-respond. They overreact. Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's a pretty funny show, I think.
I love that show.
I never saw it, but Drew Carey was the host, and Wayne Brady was on that, right?
Yeah, that's where kind of Wayne Brady, everybody found.
That's right. Okay. Well, it will be hosted now by Aisha Tyler from The Talk.
Great.
See how I said that like I knew who the hell that was? Anyway, but the comedians will be the same.
So oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, they'll do some guest episodes there, so that'll be kind of fun. Producers of James Bond movie want to have Adele record the next theme song for the Bond movie.
Again?
Yeah, next one. That would mean that she would be only the second artist to record two Bond themes. Remember, Shirley Bassey did Goldfinger and Diamonds Are Forever and Moonraker, as a matter of fact. She did three, so we'll see how that works out for her. From the Huffington Post in Great Britain. A California man wanted to be like Mary Poppins, which took place in Great Britain, right? Is that right? Yeah. Start over?
You start over. I'm going to start over. Of your story.
California man tried to be like Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Used an umbrella to break his fall. Didn't work. Huffington Post reports base jumper Eric Rohner jumped out of a hot air balloon. With an umbrella.
Oh.
Opened the umbrella to slow his descent, which worked for a few seconds. Then as he started to speed up, the umbrella tore. He had a parachute.
Well, good.
And by the way, it's on YouTube.
Of course it is.
Need something else to look at, but there you are.
Not Jiminy Cricket.
No.
Not Mary Poppins.
No, no. Okay, well, I didn't.
Unless he's positively perfect in every way, pretty sure he's going to go hurtling to his death.
Yeah, well, that's why he had the parachute. Okay, so we gotta mention this because we talked about the original story. There were allegations about New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who'd paid for sex in the Dominican Republic. Apparently not true. Apparently not true. The Daily Caller blog put this thing out there. They attempted to use two women in a video interview claiming that Menendez had offered them $500 and ended up paying them only $100. Well, now the Washington Post reports that one of the women says that she was paid to make the false charge.
Really?
$500 yeah. instead of...
Now, he's not out of the woods yet. He's done some other stuff, apparently. He has apparently funneled some business toward a key donor, but that's not nearly the same as going down to the Dominican Republic and finding underage prostitutes. So we'll see what happens. But again, since we did the original story, only fair that we should mention that that has been updated.
Absolutely.
A Cincinnati city worker was banned from using the internet at work and lost a day's pay after he was caught using an online dating website during work hours. Keyword there is caught, because you know he wasn't the only one.
Oh.
Ken Spruce, Board of Elections data clerk, appealed the disciplinary action against him on Monday morning. He alleged other employees in the office used the internet for personal reasons while on the clock without discipline. You know, I think he's probably right.
Absolutely.
I think he's probably got a point. Mm. He was caught looking at Match.com several times in February despite being asked not to use the dating site, called the board's computer policy outdated and insufficient, and the corporate and business environment of today. Now, I'm not sure about that. And again, business owners could certainly weigh in on that. How do you feel about your employees sitting in front of a terminal when there probably is some amount of work to be done and doing that?
Mm.
Now, back
work is work, not fun time.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, and there's still some places that have that, they have a designated break time, like at 10 o'clock and at 2 o'clock, where they can go drink Dr. Pepper. No, where, no, where what they do, and it's still used today where employees who smoke go out to a designated smoking area, for instance, at 10 o'clock, and they can have a cigarette, or 2 o'clock and have a cigarette, or just go hang out if they're not, you know, smokers, but they take a break from their work. Now, I don't know how prevalent that is, but, I mean, I know it exists out there.
I bet you in union shops it does a lot.
Right, but I think, and again, because I see it here in Texas, and we're right to work, and I know this isn't a union shop where I've seen it, but should you allow people to have computer time for 15 minutes?
I know that they do that in some places.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I could see that, because otherwise they're going to sneak it. They're going to then that's going to hurt their productivity. They're going to feel guilty about it. Either that or it becomes more blatant.
But
any number
of
things. Why
should they sneak it? You're at work.
Well, but
it's work. Go do your stuff at home.
Excuse me. You have the freedom to be able to look at the internet as part of your job, right? Right?
I don't really use it. I use things that I need for
okay,
my job.
But you have the ability to be able to do that, and your job is more free form than a lot of people who sit in their little burlap cubicles, you know, who have to pound numbers all day.
Hanging in the cube farm.
Exactly. And, you know, that could be really, really difficult. I've never had that kind of job, but that could get annoying after a while, and especially when the internet or your cell phone is doing so many things to influence your world when you're not at work.
Well, you should turn your phone off if you're at work. Like, I worked retail. I've worked food service.
Right.
I wasn't checking email. I wasn't using my phone. I didn't get to use the bathroom when I wanted to. It's just work.
Well,
work is work.
So, well, and in retail, see, that could be food service. I could see that would be really, really difficult to be able to check your smartphone. But again, gosh, Kat, you're starting to sound like an old woman at your age. Consider people who are 12 years younger than you are.
It's called discipline.
No. See, you're so naive. You think that people are going to do that unless they're told to or forced to? No. They want to have fun. They're out there. They're just...
Yeah, well, you're not getting paid to have fun.
Wow, listen to
Holy
her.
Holy cow.
Hard line. There are probably some people out there who want to hire you as a manager.
Cat the curmudgeon.
I'm telling you, she's out there.
I'm a grumpy cat.
That's it. She's out there. She's got that billy club. She's ready to go over there and crack some skulls. Let's go. I mean, you're on the payroll. Let's go. The clock is running, right?
Mm.
Is that you? Huh? Huh?
I'm not a cruel taskmaster.
I didn't say you were
really, because that's kind of what it sounds
yeah,
like.
I don't know.
I'm just saying work is work and play is play.
But where, shouldn't you have a break somewhere during the workday besides
break,
your lunch
but
hour?
You shouldn't be abusing your place of your work by using work time to do play things.
But that's the idea, is do you give them a break at like 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock so they have 10 or 15 minutes that they can be on the Internet then, and that keeps them from having to sneak it. Is that fair? Is that something you could be in favor
of? Yeah, if you would normally have a break, but yeah, don't sneak it.
Well, that's the idea. Keep them from doing that. But this, and again, this guy has a great point, and I think when he says that, that may be an outdated and an outmoded situation. Let them go outside and check their smartphone if that's what they want to do. But same thing. You don't want them standing on the sales floor probably doing that, and you certainly don't want them in food service while the food is under the heat lamp over there checking on their latest tweet
order
or whatever.
Order up on number 5.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Folks at the folks who have internet for you is Suddenlink, and they have savings for you. Let me talk to business owners for just a minute about what Suddenlink can do for you when it comes to not only phone service but also internet. First, the phone service. Now, unlimited business class phone is under $100 for new customers. Get the workplace internet and the unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, with business class phone, you can get additional lines. They're available, $29.95 each, and you can have as many lines as you need. This is an expandable system. Also important is the fact that you get to keep your phone number, you get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased, and they have online chat support at suddenlinkbusiness.com. There's a special phone number to find out about the business opportunities that you can have from Suddenlink. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. They provide business solutions that are perfect for your business. I've been using them for 6 or 7 years, and it is really neat because you have a bottom line that includes unlimited local and long-distance calling, and you know what your phone bill is going to be. There are never any surprises. So call Suddenlink and find out about special bundling offers that are available now at 595-2413. That's Suddenlink Business Solutions with phone and internet. Okay. Had a call there a minute ago, but we could talk about that at some point. So should you allow your employees to do that? Is that helping their productivity, hurting their productivity? And again, you want people who work for you to be happy, obviously. You want them to think it's a good place to work, and maybe that is part of it.
Except for Queen Taskmaster.
Well, yeah, really. Yeah, hello.
Okay, I want to know why you're berating Kat. She has got an incredible work ethic
that
we all want our employees to have.
Well, we do. That's sure, absolutely. But
well, then why are you putting her down being old-fashioned
and a
curmudgeon or something like that?
He said curmudgeon, I didn't.
Okay.
That's my wife.
Because I was being silly.
And no, but you're right, and but that's the point that we talk about is business people, and again, independent business people, people who have chain stores. I mean, I think all of that stuff is different. There's no doubt in food service, those people don't think they get near their phones. They might, but I don't think so. And of course, there's a tremendous amount of turnover in food service. The workplace, and again, in the office where you're sitting down, you're more prone, I think, to use the internet at the wrong time because you're sitting there with a screen in front of you and you're liable to do that. Today's Dumb Politician of the Week, courtesy of Washington State, it's Republican State Senator Ed Orcutt, claimed that riding bicycles causes more pollution than driving cars.
What?
Yeah. According to the SeattleBikeBlog.com, the senator wrote an email to a Tacoma bike shop owner who disagreed with his support for a new tax on the sale of bicycles. If I'm not mistaken, he wrote, a cyclist has an increased heart rate and respiration. That means that the act of riding a bike results in a greater emission of carbon dioxide from the rider. And since CO2 is deemed to be a greenhouse gas and a pollutant, bicyclists are actually polluting when they ride.
Oh, my God.
Later told the blog, you would be giving off more CO2 if you're riding a bike than driving a car. And then he admitted he actually had no evidence to back the claim up, but he went ahead and put it in the blog. The European Cyclist Federation reported CO2 emissions from biking about 10 times less than driving a car, even after accounting for emissions required to make the bike and the emissions linked to the food that the rider eats.
But only an idiot would really and truly believe that. That's just asinine.
Yesterday he went on a Seattle talk show to try to back down from that. Well, anyway.
I'm sorry for speaking because I was stupid.
Yeah, really. So, yeah, he couldn't really get that done. So Lamborghini has unveiled its hotly anticipated new car, the Veneno, at the Geneva Motor Show in Switzerland yesterday. $3.9 million. $3.9 million.
That's the new one to replace the Gallardo.
This thing has 750 horsepower.
Yep.
That's enough muscle to bring your two-seater from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. And it tops out, as it says here, at a face-melting 220 miles an hour.
Still not the fastest car, though.
No? What is the fastest car?
Bugatti Veyron.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
And again, you've got to... By the way, my wife called to support you while you were gone.
You were off doing the news.
Yeah. Anyway, so for your work ethic. And
chastise us.
Yeah.
I'll have to go shop at Jackie's Toys and Books to show her my support.
There you go. All right. So anyway, but yeah, as it says here, a face-melting 220 miles an hour. But again, since you can't drive it that fast many places, when is it worth it? The body construction entirely of carbon fiber, making this car really light and extremely aerodynamic. Obviously, it needs to be. So there you are. For $3.9 million, it can be yours. A new infographic by IFE Services, they're based over in Europe, finds the majority of airline passengers, that would be 82% worldwide, now take a smartphone on board, while 38% take a laptop, 37% take a tablet, and 19% take an e-reader. They report that airlines have noticed and responded with a 60% increase in Wi-Fi-equipped airplanes in 2012 compared to the previous year. And by the end of 2015, they estimate that passengers will spend $1.5 billion on in-flight connectivity. See, I would have to think that the airlines are really begging the FAA to get rid of that situation where you can't use the device the entire time.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, because they see this as money that they are not able to get right now. Fly.com survey last year of 500 U.S. travelers found almost half don't expect to pay extra to use the Internet-connected devices. 27% would pay no more than $5. Well, but still, $5 is $5. That would be not bad. All right, if you're graduating from Harvard, you must have a lot of money, and you're going to get to hear Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane has spoken at Harvard, if I'm
really?
Not mistaken. Either Harvard or Yale, yeah. The media mogul headed to Cambridge for the May 30th commencement. That'll be the 362nd commencement ceremony. She will be the principal speaker. So there you go.
Yippee skippy.
Really. Opa at Harvard. Bob Hope was much more than just a groundbreaking comic. He was a freelance real estate mogul. His His Palm Springs Mansions was just put on the market and is a six-bedroom, 10-bath, 24,000-square-foot home. Can hold 300 guests. It's inspired by a volcano. The steel and glass creation can be yours for only $50 million. So there. And here you go. Here's your newest fashion alert. Bugs are the must-be fashion accessory.
Oh!
Yes, indeed. A wasp or scorpion brooch can be out there, and it's available from Tory Burch.